This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephens, good day. It's 8:06 after the hour. We went over Black Cat Appreciation Day, which we should just remember again because it's National Black Cat Appreciation Day today, which is also a sign that October is coming, Halloween is coming, and as our favorite pet expert, friendly animal expert, tells us that if you have a black cat, around Halloween time, you definitely want to keep an eye on your cat. Keep them in the house because they're going to get snatched up. That's when a lot of people are doing dubious things and quite possibly going to try to catnap the black cat. So definitely keep an eye on your cats. There's an update with the co-pilot who exited the plane mid-air during a North Carolina flight. And apparently, reports are saying he was visibly upset, possibly sick, prior to departing without a parachute. Now, this flight was a skydiving flight. They had already done two previous runs. They were on their way to go pick up another group when something happened.
Yeah.
And the pilot in charge, and the second in charge, that the second in charge is who was the one who exited the aircraft. Now, he was...
Is that the right way of putting it? Exited? It seems like a rather gentle way of describing what the guy did. But anyway, go ahead. Keep
going. Well,
because
it's still to be determined if he jumped out or if he fell.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that people are still trying to figure out. But the recent reports that he was visibly upset, he said to the first pilot, the pilot in charge, that he was feeling sick, and he even apologized and said he was sorry. He became visibly upset when they were trying to land, and it was they're still trying to figure out what was going on. But apparently, the second pilot, that 23-year-old who unfortunately passed away, he was the one that was originally radioing in Charles Hugh Crooks. He was the one who was originally radioing in for help when the pilot in charge had to take over.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of things that happen. Some of these older planes, you can never tell, especially if they are, you know, if it's a regular airline, then there is a procedure, there's maintenance, there's upkeep. We all know that there are mechanicals all the time with planes that are in the modern fleets today. This was an older plane. I think it was, you know, they were in business, but it didn't, you look at the plane, you knew it was an older plane. Now, I'm not saying that all old planes are bad, because that's not true. It's like a car. You can take good care of a car, any vehicle, and it'll last a long, long time. Or you can see cars that are 3 or 4 years old that have not been cared for, all banged up, smoking, out of the table, you know, all that kind of stuff. So who knows in this circumstance. I think that there's a lot of attention being paid to this. And it's improper because there aren't any answers. It's the same story over and over and
it's
over again.
It's all speculation.
Yeah, it's all BS. It's just a.
So
but it
this
just shows
latest
you.
Report is coming from the pilot, the pilot in charge, where before it was speculation or people who knew the second pilot.
Yep.
That it just wasn't. It was very unlike him to do something like this, and so it's.
But that's not
it's
new.
Just a lot.
But people have been saying the same thing. So, what you know, in this circumstance, it's the pilot who speaks for the first time, but he's not adding anything to the story. It just is one of those things that
his
is
account.
Up in the air, if you pardon the pun. Mm-hmm. Other people in the news today: Liz Cheney, the highest-profile critic of Donald Trump, is. Out. Well, it's not out yet, but she will be as of January because she lost in the primary, unless she decides to run as an independent, which she might.
Which is possible, yeah.
You know, you wonder, you look around, you know, Trump's gloating about this. The 70% of the people in Wyoming voted for Trump in the last election, so you got the connection there. But there are also a lot of people in Wyoming who are really angry about the influence that Trump has rather than the issues that are at hand. And this is something that a lot of people around the country are going to have to grapple with, this deity known as Donald Trump and what influence he has. The Secretary of State, for example, also in Wyoming, was endorsed by Trump. And so they're saying, look at this, Trump got a clean sweep. Well, what does that do for the people of Wyoming? What is Trump doing to make your life better in Wyoming, if you live in Wyoming? We have three or four stations that carry this program in Wyoming. I'd like to know, and you can share your thoughts on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. And now we have our comment line. You can share your thoughts, they'll make it on the air if the thought is concise and makes sense. 855-999-DOUG. For the comment line, the Doug Steffen comment line, call, express yourself, do it concisely, don't be a jerk, and the calls will end up, for the most part, on the air when we're talking about that particular issue. 855-999-3684. So, in this circumstance, if you love Donald Trump, and that's what it's like, a love affair with this guy, why? What is there about him? You know, he can say, well, he has all the same values as I do. That doesn't cut it. What are your values? And what has Trump done to enhance your life here on the planet? And what is there about, you know, up in Sarah Palin land, well, kind of in Alaska, another name in the news was Sarah Palin, who's not faring quite so well. There are three people who are running for this open seat to replace Don Young, the congressman who died in March. And so they have a ranking system up there. It's not like the person with the most votes wins. The primary will put three or four people against, well, the results of the primary put three or four people against each other in November, if I understand the system correctly. They also held a Senate primary in Alaska, and because, you know, really and truly, there are a lot of remote, you know, Alaska's pretty remote, and all the votes haven't been tallied yet, even though most of it is computerized. They have open primaries in Alaska. And again, so you understand, the top four vote-getters advance to the general election. So in the case of the Senate, Lisa Murkowski, who is the incumbent, she voted to convict Trump in the impeachment trial. She's on the list, and she's number one at the moment. Trump's preferred candidate is Kelly Shibaka. She's number two on the list, and then the Democrat, I think, is... third on the list. But they have a ranking system which probably favors Murkowski, who is a moderate. Liz Cheney back in Wyoming, not a moderate. Well, actually, in terms of her politics, she is. Mm-hmm. She could be confused with a conservative Democrat. She's not, you know, she's kind of like my kind of Republican. Somebody who is, you know, hello, open to discussion of things, and anyway.
Well, that's what a lot of the more conservative far right or the MAGA Republicans, what do they call it, rhinos, Republican in name only?
The MAGAs call guys like me Republicans in name only. Yes, that's what we don't fit their description of what they're, and they've taken over the Republican Party, no question about it. I have no place in the Republican Party, so I don't vote as a Republican anymore, because there's no place for me. I'm not wanted. My vote doesn't count, which is a pretty sick way of looking at the reality. I'm a bad guy because I don't think Trump should be president. Huh? You look at the outcome, though, for the... I'm in the minority here. The Trump-endorsed candidates, let's see here, midterm... Republican candidates running for Congress in the Senate, he endorsed eight and seven of them won. In the House, he endorsed 21 candidates, 17 of them won. In terms of statewide offices, like the Secretary of State we were just talking about in Wyoming, he endorsed 22 people and 16 of them won. So there's no accounting for suggesting that he doesn't have some clout or influence, because he sure as heck does. And so in defeating you look around at, in an analysis paralysis sense, the biggest successes that he had last night, where he endorsed people who defied him, people who didn't vote with him, people who voted to impeach him. Murkowski is a pretty classic example of where that didn't work. But when you look around, so how did Dr. Oz do in Pennsylvania? He got endorsed, didn't he, by Trump? I'm trying to look. I looked. Ohio.
Yeah, I feel like you're in Pennsylvania. I feel like you're right. It sounds about right, but
there's so much attention paid to Liz Cheney that guys like Dr. Oz are left in the dust.
I was going to say, yeah, and it seems like Wyoming was the one that most people were really focused on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, anyway, a couple of more days in this, but by the time the end of the week comes around, it'll all kind of make more sense than it does. Speaking of things that make sense, time for you to purify the air in your home, boys and girls, and get healthy, clean, fresh air. Eliminate the odors in your house. Just downstairs, I put one of these Eden Pures down in the den where Daisy spends much of her time because there's a lot of dog stuff. Down there, you have a dog, you get a lot of dog stuff. And this technology, this product, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, does not mask the bad odors. It gets rid of them. The thunderstorm, it's called that because it purifies the air. You feel like everything is fresh right after a storm, having the Eden Pure around. Right now you can save $200 on an Eden Pure. The three-pack for your whole home is available for under $200, okay? Go right now. Get that special order. Three units for under $200. It's EdenPureDeals.com. That's the website. EdenPureDeals.com. And put in the discount code Doug3. You'll save that $200 there. It's a pretty valuable code. Doug3 at EdenPureDeals.com. Do it and freshen up your home.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, House, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
And the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Where would Paxlovid be more successful than not?
Well, Paxlovid works by inhibiting viral replication. So it has to be used early as the virus is dividing. If it already has divided and gotten throughout your body, it's too late to use Paxlovid. You inhibit viral replication, but you didn't get enough of it, and it starts replicating again when you stop taking it.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for a little gossip, social media trending things. Doug's dirt, if you will. The Kobe Bryant crash still has people talking. The situation is in the news this week because there is a trial going on in L.A. about the pictures that were shared by the police.
The emotional distress caused
they're being sued.
And the family.
Right, exactly. So we'll tell you the story about what has happened not only at the site but since then with these deputies that were involved. In a rather public way, kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of gruesome, but we'll get to it after this.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Okay, so this has been something that has been stirring for a couple of years. It was 2020 when the helicopter went down. So actually 2.5 years ago when the helicopter crash killed Kobe and his daughter Gianna and a couple of other people as well. And the first police to get to the scene, Jay, were taking all kinds of pictures, which, if not illegal, seems unethical. but yet that didn't keep them from doing it. And that's what this suit is all about, where the photos ended up, right? And how they were being transferred and sent around.
A lot of the officers took these photos with their personal phones and then sent them. Like this one deputy who had just testified, he had testified that he received them from an officer who was at the scene. And then while during a gaming session with another officer, he was like, said how he had those photos and he asked the other officer if he wanted to see them and then sent them his way too. So these are officers, these are authorities who were at the scene and then others who weren't even at the scene who were still forwarding off these pictures.
So Vanessa Bryant, who's obviously suing these police, there are others involved in the suit. They claim emotional distress. She left the courtroom for part of the testimony because it was too gruesome. I can imagine that. So the trial continues.
Daughter.
And so if they win, and they will, then the money is going to go to some charity. I've forgotten what they're going to do with the money. It's not about the money. It's about
It's about the fact of the matter, and that no family should go through this. Because also, if we remember, if we can recall, that the announcement of his death made headlines before the families were even notified.
Even knew.
Before,
yes. Mm-hmm. Right. I remember that. Fog, people all over the place. I remember talking about it on the air almost as it was happening. And the family didn't know about it. And that's just wrong. Bad business all the way around. I hope these guys are found guilty, frankly, and it'd be a lesson for other police officers. 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-870-4686. That's 800-870-4686. 800-870-4686.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I'm keeping my campaign commitment. No one, let me emphasize, no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes. This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever.
Adding to the recession we're all feeling every day in America, President Biden signed his partisan tax and spend bill Tuesday, putting Americans hundreds of billions of dollars further in debt. The bipartisan Congressional Budget Office is reporting the president's numbers are wrong. As Liz Cheney is soundly defeated in Tuesday's Wyoming primary, Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has clinched one of four spots in November's midterm elections for the single congressional seat vacated with the passing of Don Young earlier this year. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
President Trump attorney Christina Bob on Newsmax overnight announced the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation had no legal right for raiding President Trump's Florida home last week.
The Department of Justice and the FBI is suddenly mum about what their intentions were and what they were looking for. The warrant itself or the receipt of property accompanying the warrant is not very illustrative. It doesn't really show us what they took, where they took anything, other than they informed me that they did take some attorney-client privileged information and possibly other privileged documents. So I'm still waiting for an explanation. I think there's a lot of speculation. I think the truth is much simpler than the tidbits of story that the department and the FBI are leaking to their leftist-friendly press. I think the truth is there was no leak, that Donald Trump doesn't have anything incriminating, that he doesn't have anything out of the ordinary, nothing different than any other former president. If they actually had something, at the very least, they would have held a press conference, you know, resolving a lot of these questions in Americans' minds, and they haven't even done that. So I don't think they have anything.
North Korea fired two cruise missiles into the sea Wednesday as the country prepares for a possible nuclear test. The missiles were launched from the west coast town of Ankhon, according to a South Korean military official. South Korea and the United States military officials are crunching the numbers to determine the missile's flight path and range. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
The discovery today of a hero protein has been announced. This is some good news. This is called the Guardians of the Genome.
I like
the Guardians of the Galaxy. Now we have the Guardians of your genome. The students at Penn State Medical School have found that this RPA works with an ally called the WASP.
It's all kinds of Marvel stuff
it
right
is.
Now.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, it is the August 17th edition, a Wednesday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. And the item, I don't do much sports. But this is, I suppose, maybe some good news in a manner of speaking. If you're one of these people who wears a fitness tracker, then you are encouraged to do more walking, more exercise. And if you are paying attention, you walk up to 40 minutes a day, Jay, and you do it every day, you'll be able to lose more than 2 pounds in weight in a month or so. This is a analysis, studies involving 164,000 people who use these devices. I have one of them, but I don't use it.
Well, I'm not sure you need to, because you do so much physically anyway, especially with everything you have to do on the
arm. Ken Kronos wanted me to wear one, and every once in a while he chides me because we tried to set it up. It's connected to an app. And you know me and my iPhone and my apps and stuff. So
is it for heart monitoring? Is that why you want to?
It does actually. It does a lot of everything. Yeah, it tells you about your heart. Your heart beats. What your blood pressure is. How much you've walked that day. How many steps. The first time I looked at it, and it was like 10,000 steps or something. And I thought to myself, "Huh? I walked that far? I don't think we're conscious. Most of us are not conscious for practical reasons. Well, how many people, as you're walking around the house, you're going up and down the stairs. Or going outside or going to the grocery store. Do you count your steps? I don't think so.
If you're carrying your cell phone with you, then it should be counting. There should be an app that's already loaded, I know, on iPhones. So with iOS, you already have something in there, the health app. But a lot of times, if we're especially at home, we don't have our phone in our hand every waking second.
No.
Maybe it's near us, but it's not actually on us with every step we take.
No, it isn't. And so I'm not sure whether I'm doing the right thing or the wrong thing by encouraging you to do this, but it looks like the results of being aware are good. It gets people to move a little bit more, and we need to do that. We all know about the epidemic. The body mass index has gone up to like 30% of the country is obese, not just fat, but obese. We were talking about that earlier this week, and it encourages me to tell you the stories about Calitrin and how if you use the product, you'll keep the weight off, that sort of thing. A lot of people pay attention to it. And by the way, if you go to toploss.com, you can see how it works. Maybe you're one of those people. And being aware of what you're doing physically, and if you are thinking like that, then you are going to be looking for ways to keep the weight off. And so you can go to toploss.com and check out what they have available for deals and get yourself onto a program that keeps you from being depressed. I find most of the people that I know who are overweight are depressed. And I'm not sure which comes first, the chicken or the egg here. Are you depressed and therefore you eat and become overweight? Or are you overweight?
Or a cycle.
Yeah.
You're depressed, so you eat, and then you eat too much, and then you're depressed, and then you're depressed,
right.
And you eat, and then it's
a vicious cycle.
How many times have we heard about people who regularly go to the gym, and they're saying that it's not just for their physical health, they do it for their mental health.
Right, yeah.
And you are what you eat, that all of those things, but also easier said than done.
Yeah. So anyway, activity trackers now, the sale of them has increased 1,500% since 2020. It's a big business, $3 billion business. And it's mostly aimed at tracking your weight loss, your blood pressure, that sort of thing, cholesterol. That's what mine does. You were asking me what it does. I forgot about cholesterol. It does that as well.
Oh, yeah, no, I was wondering why
blood and oxygen.
I was pushing it for you specifically.
Yeah, well, the oxygen levels and that sort of thing that you have. It's supposed to be, 96, 97? Supposed to be your oxygen level.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in pursuing this, you want to buy one of these things, you can find it for $21 all the way up to $160. I don't know what what it costs because it's part of a package, the one that I'm using. But I know it really is something that you ought to pay attention to. At least I think you should. So that's why I pass the information along. Other sports items. Serena Williams has lost to Emma Raducanu. Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm. Raducanu, yep.
Yeah. Opening round of the Western and Southern Open in Cincinnati.
The U.S. Open is next, and the U.S. Open will pretty much be her last thing before she fully retires.
So is it time for her to retire? Is she not playing as well as she has before? She's considered old for a tennis player. Isn't that awful? She's 40 years old. She's considered old.
Right?
Come on.
She could still be crushing it beyond belief. But
yeah.
Also, I can't help but wonder, is she, because she knows she's retiring, and when you get closer to the end of something, all of a sudden you just want that end to come sooner? Maybe her heart's just not even in it anymore.
Could be.
That,
she's got a lot of other opportunities. Yeah, she could do a whole lot of things. She's a big, strong woman, and she represents a lot of things that women today aspire to. She's a great role model. I think she's very attractive in lots of different ways. I like her spirit. I think she's got a great sense of humor. I know, she just is cool.
Yes, right?
She's just plain cool. That's it. Plain. And I didn't like the movie. I did see the movie about her father. And,
oh, King James.
You know, the one that was, that was a ridiculous waste of time. I thought it was anyway. All right, as long as we continue in the sports pew here for a second, Elia or Elia? How do you pronounce this? Green.
Elia.
Okay. So here we go with the transgender stuff. This person, Ms. or Mr. or whatever Green, has become the first Olympic athlete to come out as transgender male. He was part of the rugby team in Australia, won the gold medal in the Olympics in 2016. He was believed... this is what's so confusing. Did I sound confused? Because I am. So the news reports say that he first believed he was a man when he was a child. He decided to keep, though, whatever his name. But he said, as a child, I remember I thought I was a boy. I had short hair, and whenever we met new people, they thought I was a boy. I always used to wear my brother's clothing, played with tools, ran around with no shirt on, and then I grew breasts. And, can't do that. His mother, who along with his father, adopted him at an early age, dressed me in girly outfits. I wanted to make her happy, so if she wanted me to wear a dress, I wore a dress. Apparently, this is all part of him dealing with the transphobia and the homophobia that he says is prevalent in sports. I get that, right? I get it. But I also, is it fair? We get back to the same question that we always ask about these trans. I don't care what you are, whether you want to be a man or woman, makes no difference to me. I just am looking at the fairness quotient. And because I early on read a story about a guy who was a power lifter and a bodybuilder who weighed 245 pounds and was about as muscular as anybody you could imagine, he decides in a weightlifting tournament that he is a woman. So he has the operation, is de-neutered or de-nutted or whatever they call it. When we do a calf, we do things to them that make them a steer. Make them, they're not any longer a male, or they don't have the tools to.
Yeah, Laurel Hubbard of New Zealand.
Yeah. Anyway, so I guess I wonder out loud whether it's fair. You do what you want, but is it fair for these guys like this guy you were just talking about, Laurel Hubbard, to be a weightlifter in the Olympics opposite women? No, it's not. Look at the guy. Look at the person. No, no, no. It's not fair. It's not right for him just because he was neutered. It didn't take away from the size. Look at the size of this person. Huge and strong as could be. That's great. Women who are women who get to this, who get here, are to be appreciated and respected, I think, for all the work that it takes. And maybe the same for him if he'd kept his male and his genitalia. But he doesn't want to do that, and that's okay, except I don't think he should be allowed to compete in the Olympics or anything else as a woman. I don't know whether they should have a separate category for neutered people, women and men. I don't know. It's it's craziness, and it's not fair. More than that, it's just not fair. So... anyway, I think I made myself clear on that. You agree or disagree?
We know where Doug stands now.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it's fine. I don't have a problem with it. Laurel Hubbard didn't even get the gold. Women beat her. And it seems like there's more of a conversation over trans women than there are trans men. Doesn't seem like anyone has an issue with trans men. So isn't that also pretty sexist?
All right, so let's go back to that. Let's explain that one. When you say nobody has a problem with trans women, that is women who want to be men.
No. Opposite. People seem to have a problem with trans women joining sports, which is a biological born man who becomes a woman.
That's wrong,
but nobody
too.
Says anything about a trans man, which is a biological woman who was born biological woman, has the female anatomy at birth, who becomes a man. But that doesn't seem to be much of the conversation. So it's about trans women, especially in college sports.
Okay, you want me to weigh in on that? I just think it's wrong, period. It's not fair to either group. I just don't think it is anyway. So.
But I feel like that's a better stance, your stance, because it's equal trans men and trans women both have to play, rather than what most conversation, the conversation a lot of people had is specifically over trans women, and not a lot of people say anything about trans men because they say, well, women are inferior anyway, which that is where the sexist comes. I'm not saying you're saying this does.
No, I wouldn't say that at all.
I know
a lot of women
sure.
in my circle who are just as big and just as strong and just as able to do anything that a man is able to do. We have lots of women on the farm, and I think that's cool, frankly. I think it's fab. But I also think that maybe it's an age thing. Maybe old-timers think the way I do, and maybe people that are your age think the way you do, and maybe it's just all about age.
There's
and being
still
a similar.
Mentality of the man goes to work, and the woman is supposed to stay home with the children and have the house done, and that is still a relevant thing that is being taught. And totally, where are we going to get equality among the sexes if there's still people like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more quick sports story. Remember, we talked about Rodolfo Castro, played for the Pirates. He was rounding to third base, and his cell phone fell out of his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He got a one-game suspension for having his cell phone in his pocket. Nobody knew it. But he got a one-game suspension.
How many others have their cell phones on them all the time?
I bet they won't have it now. You can pretty much be sure of that. All right, 48 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So, as usual, sound like I'm criticizing myself. It's not a criticism. It's just sometimes you pick, Chucker picks things out of thin air, themes to movies. We all know the movie, usually, but we don't remember the theme. This was a fabulous story. And when I say, you know, the best movies, aren't they just really good stories? Except for a lot of the crap that comes out today that's all about blowing everything up and space guys and, you know, whatever that's all about. But there are stories like The Perfect Storm, which took place off the coast of Massachusetts. It was a real story. George Clooney, wasn't Matt, who, Mark
Wahlberg.
The two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's a beautiful score by James Horner. That's my favorite George Clooney feature, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, it is. I just like it. I think, to me, Clooney's interesting in terms of, he's done a lot of stuff that I sort of quirkier, and I like, that's one of his more mainstream roles.
I liked
roles.
Him with
I
Nicole
really
Kidman.
Good.
I liked him with Nicole Kidman in that movie about the Russian atomic bomb. I forget what the name of it was, but that was a good movie, I thought.
That was
anyway,
a good movie.
The,
we play that because a director, Wolfgang Petersen, German director, passed away yesterday at the age of 81. By all accounts, very well liked by the actors he worked with. Here's his bio. And it's a really good, solid bio that's going to stand, I think, the test of time. Das Boot, which was critically acclaimed. Never Ending Story, which people love that movie. He did a movie called Enemy Mine with Dennis Quaid and Lou Gossett Jr. Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman. That was a big hit.
In the Line of Fire with Clint Eastwood, that is a great movie. That is a, to me, John Malkovich was an awesome villain, Rene Russo. That's a 10 out of 10, that movie. Air Force One, Harrison Ford.
Ah, that's a great movie.
Talk about an awesome mainstream movie.
Yeah, right.
Troy with Brad Pitt, Perfect Storm, big hit back in his day. And then here's what's interesting. In 2006... he was hired by Warner Brothers to do the remake of the Poseidon Adventure.
Really?
And, yeah, so he does Poseidon, and the action sequences in that movie are very good. The storyline is what they call nub. The nub that the original cut of Poseidon was, from what I read, was almost 2.5 hours. About a month before it was scheduled to come out, he got the idea to nub the movie to a solid 90 minutes and just make it a very quick-moving action movie, and he cut out all the backstory, and that, to me, really hurts that movie. Having said that, it does have a good cast in Kurt Russell and Josh Lucas, Richard Dreyfuss, and it moves very quickly, but that film, despite the fact of everything I just went over, this guy's had a great career, made a ton of, his movies have made a ton of money, they're mostly all really good. Poseidon loses Warner Brothers over $100 million. It was a $150 million film without marketing, does about $50 million here domestically. And the reality is he really never worked again as a mainstream director after 2006 with the financial loss of that film. I don't know if it was related, if studios soured on him, but if you look at his overall bio, Wolfgang Petersen passing away at the age of 81 yesterday, very, very good career and definitely left his mark.
You know, I will tell you, I'm going to give you an accolade. One of the best things about having you here is the knowledge that you display every day about things like this. And that overview of his life was excellent, because a lot of people might have forgotten some of the things. They remember the name, then they put the name together with the movie. So you did an excellent job of telling us that story and why it's important. It was important.
Well, thank you. Tell my daughter, because she doesn't think I'm very intelligent.
She's of the age. My daughter didn't think I was very intelligent when she was that age either. Viola Davis has joined the cast of The Hunger Games. What does that do for us? What is this, a prequel?
Listen, they're going to be prequels. I know they're developing a good cast. Rachel Ziegler, who was Maria in West Side Story, is going to be a big part of that franchise going forward. Listen, the industry really, Doug, is about sequels and franchises, and Hunger Games is a franchise. Speaking of another franchise, it appears, from what I see here and read, that Ben Affleck is going to come back in a big-time way as Bruce Wayne Batman in the DC comic book
of course
universe. The stuff that Michael Keaton filmed as a 70-year-old Batman, this sort of seems like they want to phase that out and put Ben Affleck into the size of the film as Batman. I like Ben Affleck a lot, so I'm not complaining, but it is an interesting choice.
Yeah. All right, pal, thank you. 59 past the hour.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.